Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got lots of stuff there. Read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can do to, you can read or listen to or ask a question about. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Rich Galen is with us. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Almost 10 years now as a Brain Trust member. The publisher, his mother's saying, so, Rich, it's come to this. And he's the publisher and the editor of Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out. Rich, we're talking about the State of the Union speech, and as we went to the break a minute ago, you were alluding to the fact that you know, say it ain't so, Rich, there are going to be strings to some of these things the president's going to want. I'm glad you brought up the Davis-Bacon thing. Tell the audience how about some of the strings that with this investment the president's talking about. Folks, when the government invests, it has strings. Go ahead.
The biggest point, it's called the Davis-Bacon Act, and it goes back 30, 40, 50 years. And what it does is it requires, it's a law that was favored by the labor unions when they had some clout. And what it does is if there are federal funds involved in building, let's say, a highway.
A nickel. If there's a nickel of federal funds.
That's right.
Anywhere. If a federal dollar floats over the top in the wind.
The Davis-Bacon rules kick in. And that means when cities are looking at bids, the bidder must bid using labor rates that are the prevailing union labor rates. Doesn't matter whether there's one union guy, you know, in the whole county. Yep. That's the wage you have to do. So what that means is
it doesn't mean you have to have union workers. You just have to pay them that.
Well, or if you have non-union workers, you have to pay them union rates, which
that's
means
right.
that the cost of the project can be sometimes, you know, 10, 15, 20% higher than it needs to be, especially in rural areas. And so that the cities, counties, states are getting far less for their dollar because of this artificially inflated labor rate. But that's one of the strings you get when you do this. You know, this goes back a long way. Remember when we had the 55 mile an hour speed limit?
Right.
And the order.
Thanks to Carter.
Yeah, that's right. But the only way to enforce that, the federal government couldn't order the states to have a speed limit. That pesky 10th Amendment got in the way. And so what they did was they said, you don't have to have a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit in your state, but if you don't, you don't get any federal highway funds.
Right.
Oh, okay. Now, in real life, that would be called what? Extortion,
exactly.
And you go to jail for that.
Right.
In Washington, it's called politics.
So another thing that to look for, folks, to hear some code about tonight is the Green Initiative. And because you know, one of the things I found out is the government, when the government gets involved, Rich, it picks winners and losers.
Right.
And
so
it's decided to pick. As the Pharisees used to say, they have the power to bind and loose. And President Obama and his money, the federal money, he has the power of binding and loosing. And so look for this kind of code tonight, folks. Rich, one of the things that I want to talk about is the guys getting together. Some of the members of Congress sitting together from across the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, holding hands, singing "Kumbaya." Is that going to happen?
It'll happen in a few cases. I mean, in the House, there just aren't enough Democrats to pair up with.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. But in the Senate, some high-profile people have decided to pair up, and I don't have any problem with that. I think it's probably not a bad idea. I don't think it's a particularly wonderful idea.
Is it going to be weird when one of them stands up and applauds and the other one doesn't?
Yeah, of course.
And the other one's sitting down, pulling at the coattail, saying, "Sit down, sit down."
Yeah, no, sitting there with his or her arms crossed,
right,
frowning.
With a big pouty lip.
Exactly. Well, but that's going to happen. That will happen at the front of the hall as well, because Boehner, the Speaker of the House, will be sitting with Joe Biden on the Speaker's rostrum. So Biden will be standing up and cheering like a schoolgirl,
right,
and Boehner will be sitting there, you know, wondering how long this is going to go because he wants a cigarette.
Right. Well, so do you? All right. So let me ask you a question about the health care bill. Do you think that the president will spend a lot of time talking about the health care bill tonight in the State of the Union?
I think yes. I'm not sure about a lot, but I think it will be in the speech.
You don't think he'll run away from it?
Oh no! Oh gosh! No! 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 I mean, he just, you know, that's without that his entire.
So right or wrong, he's going to own it and be proud of it.
Oh, absolutely. And no, I think he is proud of it. I mean, I think he truly thinks that's the right approach. If it didn't, the only thing wrong with it is I don't think he thinks it went far enough. But remember, yeah. it only passed the House by 3 votes when the Democrats.
But it contributed to the watershed Republican, you know, down to the dog catcher election in November.
Yeah, and if you're the president, any president, that goes into the column of too bad, not my problem.
Yeah.
Let's move on. This gas up Air Force One. We're going on a trip. They don't really care.
I've got about 45 seconds. What do you think will be what do you think will happen tonight that we might be surprised about, or maybe that we'd like? What will be noteworthy tonight in this speech, you think?
I'm not sure. It's a little hard to tell, Jim. I think the thing to watch for is the tone and the tenor that he figured out over the lame duck, that being arrogant wasn't playing very well in the
right.
world, and or at least in America.
Or PR,
and
yeah.
I think we'll see a different tone. No more wagging his finger in the face of the Chief Justice of the United States.
Yeah, and I heard some of the justices aren't going to be there tonight.
Well, I wouldn't if I were the Chief Justice, I probably wouldn't.
What happened last year was a low point in American history.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
As far as I'm concerned, folks, we've got we still have people in harm's way around the world, and God bless them, everyone. I'm so proud of them. And when we come back, nobody knows about those guys. Nobody's been to see those guys that we know of in our little community here more than Rich Galen. And so I'm going to ask Rich to talk to us a little bit about those folks over there in Iraq, in Afghanistan, wherever they may be in harm's way, our heroes. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.